On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Since he just left, maybe just ask about Alex. I know you're not going to get involved in his business and everything, but what has he meant to you as a teammate, and what would it mean if they could figure something out and you can move forward with him on the team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a secret that everyone in that room wants him to come back. You know, he's a huge piece of this team and a massive reason why we got to where we did. He's my neighbor, lives across the street. We're very tight, so I don't think there's anyone in that room that wants him back more than me. But at the same time, it is it's a business, and you know, I understand that side of it. And you know, you get to free agency, it's a big deal, and there's a lot of work and you know, previous years that go into that to allow yourself to you know, fight for as much money. And it's obviously not all about money, but it's definitely a big factor. But you know, I know Tucky's heart and the amount of love that he has for this city and how much it's mean playing here. So I don't really know where his head's at. I know there's a lot of things that he's going to have to think about. Ultimately, I think it's just going to come down to what he feels is best for him and his family. And I think it's going to come down to, you know, what Yarmo thinks is best for our team. So those guys will figure something out. And I'd be very grateful that, you know, if he came back. But we just don't know. So leave it at that.
Tage, you and Rasmus have the most time put in with this organization at this point, and how much have you allowed, I don't want you to speak for Rasmus obviously, but how much have you allowed yourself to really enjoy this run to get this team over the hump into the playoffs and just kind of soak in all of this, that what this season has been about?
Yeah, it's been an emotional year. You know, I think especially for me and Ras for sure, just with things that, you know, he's been dealing with. But it's something that we've talked about for a long time, you know, being here as long as we have. And, you know, guys have come and gone and, you know, weren't able to do it. And that was always a big thing that we talked about, is taking a lot of pride in being, you know, two big pieces on you know, ending the drought and bringing, you know, winning hockey back to Buffalo. And it's a weird feeling, because it's a rewarding feeling, but at the same time, the way the season ended, it still stings and hurts. So it's a mixed bag of emotions. But I think when you take a step back and look at the progress we've made this year and the step we've taken, and a lot of the goals that we've set out in front of us at the beginning of the season, we've surpassed them. So now that standard just gets changed and the bar gets set higher. And, you know, it gets me excited and gets Dolls excited. And it's something that we've, you know, we've been dreaming about for a while here. So now it's here.
Tage, something small and something big here. First of all, now it can be told. What were you playing through?
I mean, everyone's playing through something in playoffs, so I probably shouldn't answer the question like that, but I was just a little heated. But I had some low back stuff going on, you know, most of the playoffs. Nothing ridiculous, but, yeah, just stuff from a long season. And you know, guys are always playing through stuff, especially in playoffs. And yeah, not a lot of time to recover, a lot of turnaround. So that was it.
And then the other question would be simply this: it felt like going into the season that this was going to be a real make or break year for a lot of people, players, coach, GM, and it started really bad. And it looked really bad for a long time. how much pride do you guys take, understanding the way it ended, but how much pride do you guys take that you took ownership of this thing and this group of players completely turned a franchise around in a span of 6 months after literally a decade of mostly disasters?
Yeah. I mean, I remember for one of the first, well, I think it was the third game, we had lost three in a row, and I think, you know, all you guys were all over us. I just remember thinking about that, and it's so true. It's such a long season, and it really doesn't matter what's happened the previous years. And I think we all just truly dug into that and leaned on each other and said, we can turn this thing around. We can't stop or can't start thinking about, you know, the previous years and what's happened and, you know, the way this season started. And we just got to keep looking to the next game and just keep that, you know, real short mindset. Just one day at a time and just try to get better each day. And I think the only way through that is I've said it a bunch, but just leaning on each other. And we had such a tight group that I think guys really bought into that and, you know, made it about, you know, the whole of the group instead of about themselves. And yeah, it was a rewarding ceiling in that rewarding season in that aspect. You know, coming from where we did to now.
Tage, now that, as you said, the bar is set higher, how do you expect next season at the start to feel different on and off the ice?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what I just said, is like as much as you got to forget about the past when it comes to losing, it's kind of the same thing with winning. You know, just because we got to round two, game seven doesn't just mean we're automatically getting a pass to playoffs next year. It's going to get harder. I mean, there's teams in the league that probably came into Buffalo taking us for granted. And I think we've earned the league's respect. I don't think it was a fluke by any means. So I think, you know, every team is ready for us. And when that happens, it means it's going to get harder. And you got to be willing to embrace that. You're just going to face more challenges, more adversity, and something that we're no stranger to by any means. But yeah, it's exciting because of where we got to this year, and you're hungry to, you know, keep going further and find out what you're made of. And I know that we got the group to do it when it comes to dedication and the mindset and all the little intangibles that you can't really put your finger on, but you just feel in the room. I know it's there. So I think that gets you really excited.
Tage, what did you learn from this year's playoff run about yourself and about your team, and how do you apply that to future seasons and really setting a foundation and sustainability here?
If I was to define it or a group off that season and, you know, our run there, resiliency is, you know, I feel like the perfect word. All year, just been resilient. You know, I think our mental strength as a group has been really impressive. You know, obviously, there's a lot of doubt, a lot of hate on the outside, especially early on, and be easy to fold and just kind of accept that this is the way things are around here. You know, but I think guys truly cared about each other in that room enough to not let each other down. Like I said, just being selfless. I think everyone in that room takes pride in wearing that crest and putting the team above themselves. And I think when you do that, usually things fall into place.
Tage, Rasmus mentioned Lindy make you guys uncomfortable every day. And he meant that in a good way. Like, what is uncomfortable every day to you? And just how did Lindy just get the best out of you every day?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you're comfortable, that's the kiss of death. I think anytime you become comfortable or complacent with where you're at, you stop trying to get better. So I think, if things are uncomfortable, whether it's practice in the gym, uncomfortable conversations, things that you don't want to do necessarily or that are hard, but make you better. And that's all our team is about, is just getting better each day. And if you're coming to the rink and pushing yourself that extra percent or two, you're doing the right thing. And I think Lindy's a big proponent of that, and testing guys' limits and seeing, you know, where that is, and if you can, you know, move that threshold a little further.
Tage, you guys in the playoffs are the second youngest team, and you've got a lot of young pieces on this roster. You know, I know you're part of that kind of core with Rasmus and Alex that have been here for a while. Is there anybody in particular of the younger guys that stands out that feels like maybe they're just scratching the surface and could really become a big contributor for this team moving forward?
Well, I mean, I think everyone was a huge contributor this year. You don't get to where we were without having everyone pulling in the same direction. But with that being said, yeah, we got a lot of really young, skilled guys that that can play the game the right way. I think for me personally, you know, there's a lot of our younger guys that I've been around quite a bit, so I know their potential and what they can do. So it's not a surprise to me. But you know, Consta was one of those guys that came in. I didn't really know a whole lot about his game or haven't seen him too much, and for being such a young guy, the way he plays the game is so mature. He's got, you know, incredible skill and the ability to make plays and score goals. But you know, just the maturity in his game, I think, is pretty remarkable, honestly, to be thrown into a playoff series like that and to be rock solid. I was pretty impressed. So I'm really excited to see, you know, the summer he has and the, you know, coming into camp. He's going to be a big piece for us moving forward.
Tage, you moved around a ton growing up. You've lived all over the place. I'm curious what it's like, or what it's been like, kind of making this place your home and kind of setting up roots and then seeing it come alive the way that it did this year.
Yeah, it is. My wife and I joke this is the longest place I've lived in my whole life. I think I've been here about 8 years now, so that surpasses any other place that I've ever, you know, lived in the course of my life up until this point. So pretty wild to think about, you know, that this is truly home. It's where I've, you know, had my kids and, you know, raising them here and seeing them at the games and being able to, you know, create these memories that, you know, I was fortunate enough to have with my dad when he played. And those are just the little things that, you know, I remember growing up and what got me to fall in love with the game. And now I get to create those memories with my kids and do it here in Buffalo. It's been amazing, honestly. Yeah, I think the adversity I think that we've faced over the, you know, last number of years that I've been here has made this feeling, you know, rewarding in a different sense as far as, you know, I've been here and we haven't won, and, you know, you see the fan base and how they're just starving for hockey to be good around here, and to see how passionate they were this year and how excited this whole city was for playoffs was a super rewarding feeling.
Tage, if we go back a year, last May, you've won 2 gold medals. You got off the airplane after the Olympics, and you're playing the New Jersey Devils almost as soon as you get off the airplane. You go through a run to get to the playoffs. You go through the playoffs. Was there just any point where you maybe hit a wall? And if you did, how did you get past it, and how did you get over it?
Yeah, it was a crazy long year, starting back in Worlds. You know, as soon as Worlds ended, you know, Brian Gallivan was over there with us, our strength coach, and he was like, "You're getting back in the gym day one." So been going since, you know, right when Worlds ended. So there hasn't been really any off time. But I think that's good. Obviously need rest now, but think it was good for me. Just keep pushing and trying to test your limits. I think not only physically, but mentally, when things get tough, physically, it's a big test on your mental aspect as well. And I'd be lying if I didn't say there was times throughout this year where I hit a wall big time. But that's when you lean on each other in the room. I'm not going to have my best every game, and guys in the room aren't going to have their best, and it's all about picking each other up. And when guys are going through slumps or tough times, it's about other guys carrying the load. And that's what makes the group so tight, is how much we truly knew when guys were going through things and when guys needed picked up and a little help along the way. And that's how I got through it, just leaning on guys. And I think I owe a lot of this season to my teammates and the coaches and the strength staff and all the people behind the scenes that you don't see. Get you through it. So that would be my answer for that.
You mentioned Tuck lives across the street from you. Would it be harder to replace him as a teammate or a neighbor?
That's a tough one, actually. I mean, he's such a good teammate, but he might be an even better neighbor. He knows everyone in our neighborhood, knows them all by name, makes me look bad. Taking trash bins out, putting mine away. So, he's been awesome. Would hate to see him go, but hopefully he doesn't.
Lindy mentioned last week or the week before a meeting the leadership group had. I don't know if it was Vancouver, it was out west, and Rasmus was just talking about that meeting or that time, and guys kind of started looking themselves in the mirror. They stopped making excuses. What do you remember about maybe that meeting with Lindy and the leadership group out west, and why it had such an impact, whenever that was, early December maybe?
Yeah, it was in Calgary. Ras called a dinner with our leadership group. We went to dinner, just us, and talked about where we were at in the season, where we wanted to get to, how we were going to do it. I think for us it was kind of just being brutally honest with each other, just asking what do you guys need to see from me on a nightly basis. And then guys would tell, that individual what they needed to see. And it was all about just, all right, if you don't see that, I want you to hold me accountable and say something. And it's coming from a place of love. But I think that was, it was no real secret recipe or rah-rah speech. It was pretty simple. It was just look in the mirror and be better. And if you do that, you have the ability to hold other guys accountable, but it starts with yourself. I think when you're losing and things aren't going well, it usually flips and it's the opposite, and it's you need to do this, you need to do this, and you're not doing your part. So that's pretty much what that was about.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.